This is Yolanda Villa, host of Mom, Wife, and Boss Life. If you guys follow me on social media, you guys will sometimes send me messages saying, what in the world do you do all day? And it's not because I'm not doing anything. It's because you'll see me posting that I'm at home cooking, and then that I'm in the office, then I'm in a meeting, then I go back home and cook, and then I'm back in the office. And you guys are like, what the hell? Is she just running around with her head cut off? And the answer is no. I have a pretty tight schedule that I try to keep 90% of the time. And what I try to do is, with that schedule, is I want to be productive. I just don't want to be busy. There is a difference between the two. When I was younger and started in the work fields, I was just busy, but I wasn't getting stuff done. I started getting older when I had my kids and I had a sitter and it was a time schedule, then I had to go to the office and make a priority list and get those things rolling, because if I didn't, things would not get done, and then I still had to go home and pick up my children. I suggest you look throughout the day and see, like, am I being productive or if I'm just being busy, because there's two different things. But anyways, I wake up between 5 and 6. My kids wake up around 6:30. They're really good. They're really independent in the sense of I just tell them it's going to rain, it's going to be hot, it's going to be cold, and they dress accordingly. 95% of the time, they dress right. There's days that maybe they don't match, but if they're happy, I'm happy. That's a battle I don't want to fight, so I just kind of let it be. During that time between, it takes about an hour, you know, to actually go downstairs. So I get ready, take a shower, do my makeup, and I try not to be on my phone, check emails, anything of that sort, because I like my peace and quiet in the mornings. And sometimes I'll listen to an audiobook, some motivational thing, some light music, but I try just it to be quiet. And because I know that my typical day is a little chaotic, I like my peace. So I'll do that. Sometimes I'll write in my journal real quick, or just write a quick, like read a quick chapter if I'm reading a book at a time, which lately I've been doing audiobooks, but I miss physical books. So I started buying more books. Once I'm ready, I go downstairs, my kids during that time, that the whole hour that it takes me to get ready, they've already gone downstairs and made themselves breakfast, or my husband has made them something to eat. My husband's about half an hour ahead of me because he's an early bird like my son. He likes to watch TV. He likes to eat a big breakfast. And so he wakes up a half an hour before me. He'll go downstairs, do all that, and kind of keeps me, you know, leaves me alone for my day. Once I go downstairs, I make myself a quick breakfast, or, you know, drink a coffee, clean up the kitchen a little, and kind of prep for lunch, for whatever we're going to eat. And then we drop off the kids at home, I mean, at school, and then head to the office. If we have different schedules, then he'll go on his way and I'll go my way. While I'm at work, I just, you know, make sure what I'm doing, my to-do list, think when it's my lunch break, because I, even though we're the bosses and everything, we have a schedule. I will go home and I will cook lunch, pick up my kids, take them home to eat with them. We get their school homework, everything ready. Go back to the office. I probably pack the lunch for my husband and set up my kids for their homework. Do they have any questions? Go over what they're doing. And then I do work. Around the time, I have about an hour and a half or two in the office doing work. And then I head home about an hour before my husband. And that's just because I take the kids home, because I don't want them to be in the office all day, like they've been at school already. So I try to minimize that about 2 times out of the week. Once I go home, I cook dinner. Then my husband will get there. We'll eat together. We kind of go over the kids' homework, spend some time with the kids watching TV, going outside, going to the park. Kids get very tired of us very easily and they're like, okay, bye, you're boring. And so then we go inside. And then this is the time where our conversation is pretty much based on work and family. We will check our emails if we need to answer something quick. If we don't, this literally takes not even 15 to a half an hour over time. Then we just kind of do our own thing. Then we prep our our kids to go to bed. My kids go to bed between 8 and 8:30. Once the kids are in bed, we have about 45 minutes where we just have to ourselves. I usually take the time to clean up the kitchen, do laundry, read a book. Him too, he'll kind of go over his, we write our schedules for the next day, kind of go like, hey, what are you doing? What am I doing? And things like that. That's pretty much our lives. That's pretty much what we do. It's very simple, but it helps us not be chaotic. There's days that he doesn't come home to dinner because it's, you know, a crazy day at work. So he has to 7 or 8. Those days I will do that same schedule just without him. And if I'm busy, then he will have the kids. So we kind of sometimes have to take each other's roles, and we kind of know what we expect of each other. So we'll go ahead and do it, and the kids know their roles too. So I do recommend having a list, having a schedule of your priorities. Also having time for yourselves. I did not have time for myself. And for a while, a couple years ago, I would get anxiety attacks, like I've mentioned before. I had to learn that self-care. So in the mornings, that's kind of my self-care for me, for my mental state of mind, that I need quiet. Even my 10, 15, 20 minutes of reading, it doesn't happen every day, maybe every other day. Sometimes those times that I have, like I said, after the kids, I'll take a bubble bath. It's those little things that make my heart happy that keep me sane. So I recommend you guys find it. It doesn't have to be a whole hour in the spa. Hey, if you have time for it, go for it. Since we have kids and we have these busy schedules, these 15, 20 minutes throughout the week are really helpful. So yeah, let me know what you guys do. And if you guys follow me on social media, you guys kind of know this already because I post a lot. So thanks for listening.